Yeah. Well, I guess, yeah, well, that's why you get the big bucks, right? I was just looking at a map. They're trying to get travel resumed now to Puerto Vallarta. But there's still places in Mexico like Acapulco and stuff they don't recommend you go. So, but I guess any foreign country, you just never know, eh? So, PV is considered one of the safest places in Mexico, but that doesn't mean nothing ever happens there. I've watched videos of jewelry stores getting robbed in broad daylight and stuff. So, yeah, anyway. My cousin's stuck down there yet. He'll probably be getting on the flight home one of these days soon, so he's from Calgary. So, anyway, I guess I didn't hear of any tourists getting in trouble anyway, so at least not nothing major, so back to normal, like it never ever happened. We'll let you go then, Rory. You're probably in my range, but not in range of the node, so people are wondering why I'm talking to myself right now. V5RDB, V5 Mike Charlie.
Yep, okay, we will talk to you later. V5 Mike Charlie, V5RDB.
73, V5MC.
V5 Mike Charlie, V5 Alpha Lima. Well, I'm pretty good so far. Pretty overcast in Saskatoon. Supposed to get some rain. I hope not. Yesterday was pretty slushy everywhere. Anyway, so I tried to call Tom and no answer. I don't know what the hell's going on. So he told me yesterday I will be leaving Mucha around lunchtime. So I hope everything is okay with him. Back to you.
I didn't hear him break in there, so I don't know. Maybe he's got to turn up his volume. Or maybe he's got a dead battery. I got him a battery replacement there, false battery, that you can put on the UV5. And so there's no excuse for having a dead battery now. But anyway, yeah, he sent me a text. I was at work, and I didn't have time anyway. He wanted me to put the 9-7 in his... in his bail thing, and I a long time ago I asked him, well, make me a list of everything you want, charge up all your batteries, and we'll get everything programmed and get done once and for all. Could have been done a long time ago. But the 9-7 is the one that's got the RLP there, right? So, anyway, he's got the 64 in there, so we can get by with that one, I guess, anyway. He just wants to catch you, so I know he's going up there today. I didn't know what time, so I suppose he's going up to visit you, over.
Yeah, well, I'm supposed to meet him at Riviera Hotel, just beside on Avenue C North, somewhere here, there. And we're probably going for pizza at the Crazy Eggs restaurant. The restaurant is just beside the motel, so you don't need to use a car at all. You just need to walk, and that's it, maybe 100 feet, that's it. So we'll see what happens. But he told me yesterday, he says, well, I'm leaving around lunchtime, so I will be there in Saskatoon by 3:30.
Oh, yeah. Well, it takes a couple hours to drive up there now. yeah, I'm sure by then he'd be up there. Well, he's probably pretty reliable there. So, yeah, I remember when they changed the speed limit from 100 to 110. It made like a 40-minute difference driving to Saskatoon from here over.
Yeah, roger, yeah. Anyway, so maybe I try to phone him later this morning. We'll see what happened there. But if I don't have any answer, I don't know. Something wrong somewhere. I hope he's okay, but anyway. So, surprise, he's not on the radio this morning, but maybe he take a shower or something, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, so I let her go. And I think I'm going to have a break and take a shower. And have a go for a coffee with some friend, Saskatoon. And that's about it. But if you hear something about him, just tell him to give me a call or whatever. QSL.
QSL, I will surely do that, Pierre. Well, as you know, they're planning on, well, they have been for some time, planning on replacing or upgrading his elevator in his apartment block there. So hopefully he's not stuck in the elevator all night. That would be terrible. Okay. Hopefully he's okay. It's not like him to not be up early in the morning and around, though, is it? So, yeah. Okay. Well, he could have locked himself out on the balcony, too, by accident. That could happen, but hopefully not that either. 73, then, Pierre. V5
Alpha Lima. V5 Mike Charlie.
Have a good day.
All right, Murray, 73. Have a good day and stay warm. Hi, hi. Anyhow, we need to go to the hospital around 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. So I will be there to help him. We're going together. So he will be happy to see me, and we're going together. All right, 73, and have a good day. V5 Mike Charlie, V5 Alpha Lima. We'll be clear.
Yeah, okay, 73. V5 RDB, V5 Romeo, Delta Bravo. Rory, are you on the 1-2 machine by chance, just out of curiosity? V5 Mike Charlie.
Everybody have a good day. V5 AGE mobile and listening.
V5 Alpha Golf Mobile, V5 GGW.
Good morning. How's life at your end of the world?
It's not too bad, actually. We're on the top side of the ground, which is a bonus, and enjoying life, I suppose. Name's Graham, this end, that's Golf Romeo Alpha Hotel Alpha Mike. And we're situated, or home QTH is about 18 miles south of the town of Melford and 2 miles north of the town of Pleasantdale, right on Highway 6. V5GGW.
Here. I think we chatted yesterday or the day before. Yeah, I know where Pleasantdale is. I'm the one from McLean. I'm out on the Melville Highway today, headed east towards Melville from Regina area. Back to you.
Yes, it's Trent. Very good morning to you again, Trent. The man that dug his radio out from the garage, out of the box in the corner, with all the cobwebs over it. meet again. But, yeah, the name's Graham, Golf Romeo Alpha, Hotel Alpha 9. And, you know where we are there as well. So, a little bit of activity on the repeaters today, this morning. Everybody going everywhere. So, you got a busy day ahead of you there, Trent. Over.
Emails and sitting on my butt all day in front of the computer. Busy getting paid, I guess. Probably nothing exciting, I don't believe, unless something goes wrong, but that does happen in my job. Back to you.
Roger, roger. Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, I don't know whether I'll be able to manage to do that all day, sit in front of a computer. So, it sounds like my kettle's about to boil. It's starting to whistle. So I better let you go there, Trent. Have a good day, mate. Nice to meet you on the band again. And, you know, I hope the day goes well for you. I better get the teammate, otherwise I might be in trouble. B5AG, what is your call sign? I was calling you AG, but Alpha Golf Echo, I think is the correct call sign. V5AGE, V5GGW. 7-3, Trent, have a good day, mate, and we'll catch you maybe a bit later.
Tea or coffee, V5AGE, V5GGW, I believe you said. 7-3, it's you.
Yeah, that's the one, golf whiskey. No problem there, Trent. Take it easy, mate, and we'll catch you later. V5GGW, clear and listening.